organizers host politically minded and historically rooted queer event in Kingston. The week after the City of Kingston's official Pride Parade and celebrations, and in the last weekend of Pride Month, local organizers hosted the Liberation Day Picnic, providing a space for both celebration and recollection. This event took place at Victoria Park on Sunday afternoon, with about 30 attendees. Attendees enjoyed burgers served at the event and listened to speeches delivered by local advocates Luna Johnson, Juno B, and Georgies. The organizing team prepped 100 burgers to serve, with about half being donated to Food Not Bombs and other local organizations. The overall goal of this event was to host an explicitly political and historically rooted event, where queer people can network, organize, listen to speeches, and enjoy a day in the park. I sat down with organizer Luna Johnson to discuss the significance behind this event, how it differs from other Pride events, and what may be missing from other Pride events. Here's what they had to say. So to start us off, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Luna Johnson. I'm a sociology MA here at Queen's University, and I tend to work a lot in deviance, public space, and sort of surveillance research.
Fantastic. And we're here today to talk about your event, the Liberation Day Picnic, which is a politically minded queer event happening at the end of June. I was wondering if you'd like to give folks a brief description of what the Liberation Day Picnic is.
So basically on June 25th at 2 p.m. we'll be hosting a Liberation Day Picnic, which is basically a free event to basically have a politically minded, historically rooted Pride event. There's going to be like a picnic and a potluck, so you can bring your own food, you can bring your own blankets, hang out, you can network, organize with fellow queer people, listen to speeches, pretty much do whatever. And we're just sort of creating a pride space that's by and for queer people, where you can celebrate the history of the Stonewall riots and organize. And it's basically a event that's run by and for queer people, so that we can have an event and space for ourselves without necessarily being a spectacle or an ornament for a non-queer audience.
So you were mentioning before we started this interview, yeah, events you've held in the past that were similar. I was wondering what inspired you to hold an event like this.
Yeah. So this is the second year that I'm organizing a Liberation Day event. And I think it really started in like the start of the pandemic, when we weren't really able to have our own Pride events, especially for those of us that were like immunocompromised, high risk, whatever. It was a long while without Pride. And so both myself and I feel like a lot of queer people have like had that time that was like away from these very traditional city pride ceremonies, and just had student or thoughts of like what pride is, and sort of came to a lot of realizations that these events weren't as like perfect and ideal as we had in our heads, and we were able to realize a lot of things that were missing, things that we wanted more out of the particular day. I started talking to a lot of friends of mine, and they tended to share a lot of the sentiments, especially those that worked on Pride boards. And pretty much like the biggest like redeeming factor that we had with those Pride events, and the reason that people always wanted to come back, was really just the community. It didn't really have anything to do with the organization or the activities that were going on, anyone speaking, anything like that. It was just that it was very much a space that like everyone you knew that was queer was going to be there, and you could sort of socialize as if it was a reunion.
I was wondering though what the significance of the name Liberation Day was, as opposed to calling it Pride Day Picnic or Pride Month Picnic.
Yeah, for sure. So it dates back to like the 1970 Christopher Street Liberation Day March, which was the first sort of Pride event that went on in the world. And it was a anniversary of the Stonewall riots in 1969. I really like going back to the words Liberation Day because it emphasizes a place of history and politics, and it places them front and center. It aligns with the anniversary of the Stonewall riots. It makes it explicitly the goals of the event to promote queer liberation. Mm-hmm. And the word pride has lost a lot of its original meaning as like queer contexts have really changed, which I think is unfortunate. It's become intrinsically associated with visibility, and that doesn't really have a lot of material value in the visibility that's represented at these pride events. And it's often indistinguishable from just corporate consumerism. In recent years, there's been a lot of queer people talking about how visibility, just for visibility's sake, tends to be harmful, and it can victimize queer people, especially trans people, without putting in place any sort of protections, any sort of outcomes of that visibility.
Why do you think it is important to hold a separate politically minded Pride event?
I think a lot has been lost with Pride in recent decades. There hasn't really been a lot of substance to our Pride events. I think it's important to consider not just what's been lost, but what else can be done with such a powerful and a significant event. A lot of these city Pride events are getting like a ton of funding, and they have so many people attending them, but they're not really used for any sort of political purpose. They're not used to improve the lives of queer people much. I think Pride events should be a space where people are able to learn about queer history, learn about how to organize, learn about our culture, and create new culture. So many people's only sense of queer community or culture comes from online. And I think it's ridiculous that Pride events don't have a space to discuss things like finding safe housing.
So you want to bring more of those social issues to the forefront?
Yeah, bringing social issues to the forefront, having these events like facilitate material improvements to queer people's lives.
I mean, we've been comparing it to sort of the events of Pride, like Pride parades and those that are mostly affiliated with the city. But do you think this event should occupy a different space than those events? Do you think they both have their place? Or do you think this weekend's Pride is sort of missing an important piece?
I don't think there'd be anyone calling for like an erasure of city Pride events. I think they definitely have their place, but I think they're fundamentally missing a lot of things. And I think these sorts of Pride events and offshoots of the main city Pride are happening for a reason. And I think it's important for the city and these Pride boards to discuss with these Pride organizations and look at what they're missing. Discuss with a lot more local trans and queer people and see what they're wanting more out of the Pride events. They're certainly not mutually exclusive to any extent. I think there are a lot of values that come from the typical city Pride, like a lot of people that just want to go for a simple celebration with, like, say, their kids, for example. But I think it's important to not lose out on, like, history, on culture, on political organization.